something on the Coke, and I kind of, when I was over at Greystone, I preached just that middle section of that message to them about the cold and the lessons we could learn from it. But tonight, we find that after the people shouted, "Hosanna, save us," literally, and they also said, "Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord." And what a great scene. And we saw a little bit about that as we read the scripture this morning as people spread out their garments and the palm branches before the Lord. And that was a symbol of their reverence to the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember hearing a story of a little boy who was sick on Palm Sunday. And so his mom stayed home with him, and his father went to church. His father returned from church, and he had a palm branch with him. And the little boy was curious. He said, "Why do you have that palm branch, Dad?" And he said, "Well, you see, when Jesus came into town, everyone laid down palm branches to honor him. So we all got a palm branch today." And the little boy replied, "Oh, man, I miss one Sunday and Jesus shows up." I thought that's pretty good. You never know what you miss when you're not here. But as we saw Palm Sunday this morning, I want us to see this evening some of the things that took place leading up to that awful scene at Calvary. Awful and wonderful at the same time. Awful because of what they did to our Savior, but wonderful because of He endured that for us, that we might have eternal life. So we looked at this passage here in chapter 26. The triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem in the book of Matthew took place back in chapter 21. And so between these two events, Jesus taught some powerful parables. He did that in chapters 21 and 22 of Matthew. In chapter 23, Jesus pronounced woe upon the Pharisees. And when you stop and think about it, that's probably when a lot of the trouble started. The Pharisees got all worked up because Jesus exposed what they really were, and they didn't like it. And then in chapters 24 and 25, you have the Olivet Discourse. And that was the section when Jesus revealed prophecy and what is yet to happen in the future. And that brings us to chapter 26 and some of those events that led up to the cross. And I want us to see three things in this passage that we read. First of all, the announcing of the cross by Jesus. In verses 1 and 2, it says, "And it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, Ye know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be" what? "Crucified." So, here Jesus tells his disciples that he will be crucified in 2 days at the Passover event. The Passover event was very important to the Jewish people. It was a reminder of what happened in Egypt when the Israelis were in bondage there to the Egyptian Empire. And, of course, God raised up Moses to bring them out of Egypt. But one of the events that happened was the final plague that came upon Egypt. And that was when the death angel passed over Egypt.